Please join me in the unison prayer. God of life and death, birth and rebirth, in this season of Lent, we begin our journey to cross and to what is beyond. We pray that your Spirit will be with us here in worship and in the days to follow. Sharpen our focus that our attention may center more on you than ourselves. Awaken our minds that we might grasp the truth of your gift of love in Jesus. Stir our hearts that we might discover new truth, new hope, and new life. Be with us, God, in all that we say and all that we do. Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or perhaps this morning, should we say, top of the morning. Good morning, friends, and welcome to the First Congregational Church of the United Church of Christ here in Stockbridge. We are a community of faith that has been gathering in worship each and every week since 1734, practicing our faith and love, our connection to God, and our openness to one another. That is 279 years. And that means we have practiced a whole lot. Now, if you do the math, it means that we have gathered here on Sunday morning for worship some 14,508 times. Now, if you add in things like Thanksgiving, Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, Christmas Eve, weddings, funerals, baptisms, all those sorts of things, that grows by easily another 1,500. So the question is, why do we keep doing it? Well, here's what I think. We keep coming together because our God is still speaking. Amen? We keep doing it because we know there is more light and truth to break forth from her word. Amen. We keep coming together because we know that we are a work in progress. Amen?
Amen.
We keep coming together because since last week, we have changed. And this world has changed. And so we keep coming back together to practice our love, our understanding, and our connection. We keep coming back here because we are nourished and fed in this room. Here we meet our God, and here we find faith, hope, and love. Amen?
Amen.
So this is what I want you to know. No matter how many of those 15,000 times you have personally been here, you are welcome here just as you are, because you are needed and you are cherished. If you happen to be new among us today and we don't have your contact information, I would invite you to find one of these. They are in each and every pew. Please pick it up. Please fill it out. If you give me enough information to get a hold of you, I promise that I will. So friends, welcome once again to our practice, to our worship here this morning. And I want to give out a very special welcome this morning. We welcome back the Reverend Janet McKinstry. Amen. A longtime friend of this congregation, a member of this church, an esteemed colleague of mine, and the gifted leader of the Union Church in Tieringham. She is here today to break open the word, to lead worship, and to help me formally become a member of this church. So welcome back, Janet. We are all happy that you are here. I have a couple of announcements to make, but while I get ready to do those, I would invite two things. First, if you have an announcement to make about the life of this church, would you please come up now and gather around that microphone so we are ready to do it? At this point, I would also invite all the children who are in the room to go ahead and leave at this point for Sunday school. You will be coming back early, so go ahead and leave now for your classes if you so choose. Here are the announcements that I have for you while all that movement is taking place. First, if you have an item for our April newsletter, know that they are due on the 20th, that is this week. Send them to Nancy in the church office. Second, I want to make sure that you are here next week. You see, I am joining this week so that I can help a whole bunch of people join next week. Next week, there are going to be palms and processions. There will be cloaks and cakes. It is going to be a worship not to miss. What are our other announcements?
Speaking of worships not to miss, the men's Palm Sunday service, which is a tradition in the Berkshire Association, it's a rotating service. This year, we're up. And it happens at 7 o'clock on Palm Sunday. For those of you who can't get enough worship, you can worship twice on Palm Sunday. It's another opportunity to practice worship. Some would say that some of the men in this congregation need practice, so this is your chance. What we need is we need volunteers from this church to help set up on Saturday afternoon at 2, to set up tables and to cook lots of bacon. And on Sunday morning, we need volunteers to come and cook pancakes, because this tradition is a short worship service, a little more than a half an hour, at 7, followed by a pancake breakfast, which we serve. So we need volunteers. So please see me after church. If you don't come and come up to me, I'm going to come up to you. So thank you.
Good morning. As you see in your bulletin, you have the yellow slip, which is for Easter memorial plants. If you wish to, would you fill one out? And there is a deposit box in the Jonathan Edwards room. The last day would be next Sunday. Okay, thank you.
Hi, I want to bring to your attention an event for women that's happening this Wednesday evening. This is the monthly potluck supper with program given by the Women's Interfaith Institute, who are meeting here this year. It's a wonderful thing. And this Wednesday, they are combining with the Berkshire Festival of Women Writers to present Memoir Writing as a Path to Peace. And the program will be given by Laura Dydek, who is a writer and a teacher, and she is published, and she has quite a background. I'll post this so you can see her background. And it is a potluck at 5:45, followed by the program, and it all ends at 8:45, and with a suggested donation of $5 to $10. So please bring a labeled dish to share. And this sounds like a wonderful evening. This is a once-a-month activity here.
Hello, my name is Joan Nimmo, and as some of you know, I'm a social worker. And one of the hats that I wear is working and volunteering for the Alzheimer's Association, so I wanted to bring some information that might be useful to members of the congregation. We have two events coming up. The first one is an Alzheimer's Care Partners education series. It starts April 9th. It's up at Elder Services in Pittsfield. There's six parts to it, but people who want to come to one or two or any of them or the whole thing, it's a wonderful series. I've been leading it with a colleague for about the last 5 or 6 years. We cover everything from what is dementia. We tell people about local resources. We have an attorney who comes in and speaks. And most important for caregivers, we talk about how to take care of yourself. I have a flyer up in the JE room. If someone's interested, you can call and get more information. The other event that we're sponsoring is called the Caregiver Expo. It's something we do every other year up at Crown Plaza. We have 40 providers of services to elders in the community who will be there. We have a speaker who is Dr. Ben Lipson. He's the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry at Bay State Medical Center. And he's going to be talking about navigating the health system, advocating for your loved one. There is dinner provided. Both events are free. For the dinner, we ask if you can to donate $5 to go to defray some of the cost of the food. And I will leave these in the JE room also, because there's a little thing you can cut off and mail in if you'd like to attend. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you.
Friends, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth, it is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In humility and trust, let us bring ourselves before our God, and let us confess our sins, using the words of Psalm 32 in your bulletin. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. While I kept silence, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you. Sisters and brothers, the Apostle Paul reminds us of this great truth, that anyone who is in Christ becomes a new person altogether. The past, it is finished and gone. Everything has become fresh and new. This is the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen?
Amen.
Friends, that word amen that we use so much, it literally means so be it. When we say amen, we say, God, so be it. So now I invite you to rise to your feet as you're able and to sing amen until the truth of our forgiveness seeps into every pore. Friends, having been reconciled to God, let us move around this room and share God's great gift of peace. The peace of Christ be with you. Now give it away.
Listen now for the word of God as recorded in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what has been planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of the past and future into their minds. And yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. May God add understanding to these words of truth and life.
And now hear the words according to the Gospel of John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And there they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. And Mary took a pound of costly perfume made out of pure nard, and anointed Jesus' feet, and then wiped them with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" Jesus replied, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." May God add a blessing to God's holy word.
Thank you. Well, it is a joy once again being here to worship with you, and a joy to receive our Reverend Brent into our congregation today. I'm really honored and privileged that he asked me, and it's a joy to be here. We New Englanders, though, we aren't known for our extravagant displays of welcome and affection. Even though Brent, he is leading us in this direction, and I must say that here at the Stockbridge Congregational Church, you have the best coffee hours, and I always feel welcome. I just have to say that. But we, as New Englanders, are not known for that. In fact, people who come up from the South say we're a bit cold, and we are kind of cold. I mean, it is pretty cold out there, but kind of cold year-round. And it's interesting, if you meet someone and they're overly friendly to you, and they ask you over for dinner or something like that, and they just keep inviting you, and you think maybe they want something or there's something wrong. And then if they say, oh, but I'm from the South, then you get it. Oh, I get it. And it's not only outward displays of affection that we're more reserved here in New England. But we New Englanders also can be a bit frugal. And I'll just tell you a tradition from my own house. And recently I discovered that it wasn't just my mother who did this, but other mothers that I've spoken to. When we were little and we were to wrap presents, we could only take about that much piece of scotch tape to use on a gift wrap. And I mentioned that last week in my congregation in Tieringham, and someone raised their hand and said, we weren't even allowed to use any scotch tape. And I remember when I finally left home and I went to New York City, the big city, and I bought my own thing of scotch tape. And I took out a huge piece, and I thought that the Lord was going to come down and smite me. But it's our way. And I'm Scottish. We come from a Scottish heritage. So we're doubly frugal. I remember one time, and dear, this was before I met you, going to one of my first boyfriend's house. And his mother had this beautiful living room. And it was all white carpeted. And there were white couches. And a beautiful cabinet of white china. And it was so, so beautiful. And so we walked in and we took off our shoes. And there was plastic on the couches. And I wondered if she was going to serve from that beautiful china. And no, she served from chinette. And it was then that I realized I wasn't the chosen one for her son. And I thought to myself, when is the day? When will be the day that she will take those plastic covers off for some guest and that she'll bring out the finest china and serve it? When is the day? We have so many occasions in our lives when we could use that fine china and we refuse and we don't use it. But we have to remember, life is short. What are we waiting for? For what occasion? For what purpose? Will we be willing, like Mary, to go all out with extravagant welcome and bring out the finest perfume? Will we say today? Is today the day? I have a box in my studio of the finest silk fabric, and I haven't used it for years. I keep collecting it and collecting it. When will be the day when I will finally use that extravagant silk? What are we waiting for? What are we saving for? But there are times, yes, there are times to be frugal. There are times when we should only use just a small piece of tape to hold back. As the proverb says, haste makes waste. Or the words in Ecclesiastes, there is a time to embrace and there is a time, as John said, to refrain from embracing. But knowing the time to do both, either or, that is everything in life. And I'm beginning to realize that the major barrier to our knowing when those times are to be extravagant and when to hold back is fear. We hold back because of fear for a good reason. I'll never forget the first time Doug and I went to New York City on a date, and we were driving back, and I told him I loved him. Do you remember that, Doug?
took a lot of courage for me to say that. And he said, forgive me, Doug. He said, I don't love you. And I'll tell you, that was the longest ride back from New York City. But sometimes all you need is patience, because you do love me now, Doug, right? Timing is everything. We cannot hold back because of fear to express our love for one another, because of fear we have to be willing at all costs to pay the consequences. And Mary paid the consequences. Judas said to her, Mary, he put her down. What were you doing being so extravagant with that perfume? We could have fed the poor with that money. And I'll tell you, sometimes I agree with Judas. What was she thinking? She should just only use a little piece of tape. But there are times to be extravagant and welcoming. And just like the underlying mission of this church, the underlying mission is to always serve Christ by giving food to the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, releasing the oppressed. As Jesus said to Judas, the time for that is always. You always have the poor with you, always. But there are times as well to be extravagant with one another. And this is a time in the life of this church. We had a time to mourn. We had a time to break down. We cried. We hated. We threw things at each other. We threw out many things. But this is a different time now. This is a time to build up. And as Brent said in his letter to the congregation, this is a new season of leadership. In his email, he calls us all to join in welcoming all the new members, and that this is a new beginning for us all to join in this life of the church together. This is a moment, then, to love one another without holding back. This is a moment to use a huge piece of scotch tape. This is a moment to take off the plastic coverings and to serve from the finest china. This is a time to sew with the finest silk you've been saving. This is a time to risk everything, to look foolish for love for one another. This now is the time to build, the time to embrace, the time to sew, to speak, to dance, to laugh, and most importantly, the time to love. Amen.
Thank you.
this time in our service, we have this moment together to share our joys and our concerns, or sit silently with open hearts. May I start with a joy, as Janet so perfectly put it, at sharing the joy of having our new pastor, Brent Damrell, become a member of our church today. That's a wonderful, wonderful joy we're experiencing. Other joys and concerns? Michelle. Welcome back, Janet.
I have a joy for my son Carter's fourth birthday.
Happy birthday, Carter. And his grandfather is here to celebrate that, right? Welcome.
And I have a joy for my father's 95th birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday. Mary?
I have a joy after a relaxing week in Florida of much walking. My husband, for the first time in a long time, walked the dog this morning.
Yay. Joys to Rudy.
I have a joy that in 2 weeks, our whole family will be back to visit all of our family out there.
Safe journey. We'll be thinking of you. May we join together with a unison prayer. O God, you are my God. I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I sing for joy. My soul clings to you.
You're right.
And let us now say together, Our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The children to come in. Where do you guys usually sit? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to need your help this morning. Why don't you come on up here with me?
Oh.
Oh, great. And I've asked Anna Grace if she could be my assistant this morning, because I need a little help. So today's a very special day in the life of this church. How many of you are members of some special club after school, or maybe Brownies or Cub Scouts, or... Oh, okay. Just tell me, Irving, what you have an after-school program that you're part of? Yeah. And how about you? You too? Okay. Well, today's a very special day in the life of this church. Brent is going to become a member here. And it's a very special thing. And we want to welcome him into the church. And next week, there's actually going to be, if you can come over a little closer, a lot more members. But I was thinking to myself, what would be a good way to welcome Brent as a member of this church? And what could we do for him? You know, something that we could make him feel that he's very special and very welcome, and for the folks next week. So I thought, well, maybe we could just give him a little card, right? And we could send it around the congregation, and we could all sign it, maybe with a pencil, a little perfect little card. So that's one idea that we could do. But then I need for you to decide which we would do. So we could have the card. And then I thought, well, another idea we could do is we could make these big, beautiful flowers. And we could put them on a welcome sign, and we could actually scotch tape them with big pieces of scotch tape to a welcome sign. And we could give that to him. But I guess I want you to make the choice. Which would be the best, you think, for Brent? Would we make the flowers, or what do you say? The flowers? Okay. Flowers. It seems to be unanimous, guys, and I'll let you sign the card. So I just so happen to have a bunch of these already to be fluffed up into flowers, and I thought, Anna Grace, you could help maybe show them how to do it. And then once you're finished with it, I'll put it up here on this welcome sign for Brent. All you need to do is tear it like this. Tear it apart. That's it. You're trying that one. And when you're done with one, you'll put it up. And I just happen to have a big thing of scotch tape. And I'm going to pull off a huge piece. Oops, is that big enough? Is that too big, Mom? Is that too big of a welcome for our new pastor? All right, and I'm just going to put this one here as a welcome. And this is also for I knew there was going to be a problem. This is also for all the folks next week that are joining the church. A big welcome. What a big piece of scotch tape. So can they all stay down here as part of the, when we do, okay. All right, well, when you're done with your flower, if you could put it right here on this chair, and then we'll finish it after church, and we'll present it to Brent when we're done with our work of art. So now, let's see. Oh, we're almost done here. Okay. Beautiful. Maybe you want to hand it to Brent? Give it to him. Your flower.
Thank you.
Did you get one? You didn't get one. Oh, if you didn't get one, raise your hand. I'm sorry. There's more. You had one, but here we go. Here's more flowers. So this is your extravagant welcome. And so I, as they're finishing up these flowers, why don't we get ready for the ceremony of...
So Anne and Ron, if you would like to come forward.
I need to get my liturgy. I have to get myself together. Once an art project starts, I get overjoyous. Oh, no, wrong liturgy, sorry.
Thank you.
So this is a joyous time of receiving Brent into this wonderful congregation. And so you'll find the liturgy in your bulletin. And if you could all turn with me to that.
Page 5.
Mm-hmm. And we'll all join together in the statement of our purpose as a church. Will you join me in these words?
Our purpose as a church is to carry on the mission and ministry that God initiated in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, whom we recognize as the Christ. Our purpose is to represent Christ, God's saving and healing love, both locally and in the wider world. Friends of Christ, we are all received into the church through the sacrament of baptism. Brent has found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ.
To affirm his baptism
and to claim in our presence his covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the Christian Church. He is here as we are here to endeavor to love God with all our hearts and all our souls and all our minds. God help us.
He is here as we are here to endeavor to love our neighbors.
Brent, we rejoice in your pilgrimage of faith, which has brought you to this time and place. We give thanks for every community of faith, which presents and celebrate your presence in this household of faith.
And now, Brent, do you promise by the grace of God to continue in your pilgrimage of faith, to be Christ's disciple, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, to witness to the work of the word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
And do you promise to walk with us in faithfulness and in Christian love? Do you promise so far as you are able that you will live into the covenant of this church? Will you worship God with us, seek to grow with us, and offer your gifts to the benefit of this church and the larger church of which this is a part? If so, say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
And so this is for all of you, congregation, because we're all in this together. Will you welcome this new member with joy in the common life of this church? Will you promise your friendship and prayers? Will you minister to him and allow yourself to be ministered by him? If so, say, we promise with the help of God.
We promise with the help of God.
And will you share with him the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ? Will you grow with him together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior? If so, say, we promise with the help of God.
We promise with the help of God.
And so will you join me now in the congregational statement of covenant? And you'll find that in your bulletin. And we'll read it together. As we strive to fulfill our purpose, we covenant to worship together on a regular basis, strive to grow spiritually, open ourselves to follow God's leading in our lives, both individually and as a calm, support one another through life's trials and transitions, support and participate in the wider Christian community, and support the institution of this church with our time, resources, and skills.
Brent, on behalf of this church family, we welcome you. We look forward to our journey of faith together. We give thanks for the chance to learn with you and grow with you, to deepen our faith, to broaden our minds, and to open our hearts. May God bless and enrich our time together.
welcome.
Friends, each and every one of us just pledged to support and participate in the wider Christian community and support the institution of this church with our time, resources, and skills. I thank you for your welcome, and it is now time in our worship to support this very church with our resources. For now, we do what we do every week. We practice being generous with the offering. This morning's offering will now be given.
Creator, we adore.
school room. Yeah. Have them search. Any questions?